Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros! Emanating from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans! This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make it 36 plus years now. Radio presence. We are often imitated but hardly duplicated. Straight up, you tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, boxing and MMA for 2 hours live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211, and a plethora of other internet platforms. You can always get us at sportsbyline.com. Straight up, the World Welterweight Championship on the line last night. Of course, Errol Spence, undefeated out of Dallas, Texas, now 22, still unbeaten, but not so impressively. Mr. Porter, Sean Porter, came to fight. It was a unification match between the WBC and the IBF champion at 147 pounds. The golden division, welterweights, no doubt about that. We'll talk welterweights later with Godfather Larry Merchant. We'll hear from maybe one of the greatest welterweights of all time, if not the greatest welterweight, in Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, we'll go back in time to Sugar Ray Leonard in 1979 when he took on Andy the Hawk Price. Who was Andy the Hawk Price? He was managed by Motown singer Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye threw all this money on Andy Price, and well, we'll hear the fight, and we'll hear what happened in a couple of minutes straight here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We have open phone lines around the planet. If you can join us on the toll-free, you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use HomeAdvisor's Project Cost Guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
The football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids. Located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's not Earl Spence. Sorry, folks, he's not the next Sugar Ray Leonard. He's not even the next Tommy Hearns. Put it this way, he's a good fighter out of Dallas, Texas. I mean, undefeated still, no doubt about that. But he was pressed a bit last night. There are some people that think that Porter won. Of course, the official scores after 12 rounds were 116-111 Spence, 116-111 Porter, and 115-112 Spence. So straight up, you got to give Mr. Porter some credit. One judge thought he won going away by 5 points. So I think this mandates a rematch. I don't want to see Danny Garcia fight anymore. Danny Garcia at 140 pounds was somewhat pleasing, but 147 pounds, Danny's there to make the money and cash the checks. The semi-main event, the WBC super middleweight title on the line. Of course, the former champion, he was stripped, not stripped, or sort of lost the title because he was snorting cocaine. I'll talk about David Benavidez of Fresno, California, in an area down there. Still 22-0 after he stops the Chuck Wepner, the Bayonne bleeder of the black race when it comes to boxing. That's just straight up. I'm talking about Anthony Durrell. They call him Dog. Call him what you want. That's his nickname. But I call him Chuck Wepner, man. Every time that guy gets in a fight and somebody hits him in the face, he just bleeds. Of course, this was a young man that in 2007, Larry Merchant blew everybody away when he announced on HBO that he was suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He went into chemotherapy, and a year later, of course, he was back boxing. So last night, it was sort of like the swan song for Mr. Durrell, and didn't turn out good. The end of 9 rounds, Benavidez was winner, a TKO. It was a bloody win, no doubt about that. Now, we take it to Southern California. In a couple of minutes, we'll bring in the Godfather, Larry Merchant. Of course, let's go back to Porter. 30-3 now. Of course, losing that split decision. Do you really want to see, you know, Danny Garcia fight again, and especially against Earl Spence? And then, oh, how about this? That knockdown in the 11th round? Not really. Not really. You know, I mean, he sort of missed a punch, and his glove did touch the ground, but, you know, not really. That was a bit of a push. And then, of course, scoring that round 10-8 automatically for Spence, I thought that was a bit of a reach, too. I couldn't believe that the judges went that way. But then again, you know, judges have to realize there is gray area. There is gray area. It's not always black and white. That's what's happening with cops nowadays, is that cops come out of the academy and they're told what's black and what's white. They don't realize that 90% of police work is the gray area. Straight up, let's take it to Southern California, bring in the godfather himself, Mr. Larry Merchant. A very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pedro. I guess we were in the gray area last night when Spence got a split decision over Porter, which was a big surprise to me. I thought Spence would completely dominate him, but give Porter credit.
The young man came to fight, and he's, of course, he has that aggressive face-first, I'm-in-your-face type of style, and it looked okay to one judge, but obviously not to the other two. But as far as Danny Garcia being the guy, they brought him in the ring last night. That was part of this, part of the promotion. Of course, they pushed him in the post-fight thing, post-fight shows and that kind of good stuff. But I really don't want to see Danny Garcia. I mean, if ever there was a fight that probably merited a rematch, it was this fight here. The fact that it went to a split duke at the end of 12 rounds and the both guy can say, you know, I won. They deserve to do it again. Let's do it again.
I agree. Agreed. But it may not be in the master plan of of
Mr.
Al promotional Hayman. backers, and they're trying to. It seems to me to establish Spence, you know, as the sequel to Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
To try to build up some kinds of huge fights, but they don't want to fight the big fights. They just want to build up to whatever they think is worthy. But if he doesn't fight Crawford, then Crawford's going to be ranked ahead of him still. What is the point of waiting for Pacquiao? I understand the point. It's dollars and cents, and I don't know if Pacquiao wants to fight Spence for those dollars and cents. So, you know what? Let's bask in the glory of a very good fight, and we'll see what happens.
Mayweather filled a void. You talked about that a little bit earlier. Mayweather filled a void, and now there are heavyweights. Can you expand on that?
Well, here's the point I've made in the past. For 20-plus years, there were no really serious heavyweights from the mid-90s, we'll say, well into just a few years ago. And so there was a void, people looking to find the best fighters and so on and so forth. The heavyweight champion used to be the best fighter, and presumably any heavyweight champion could beat Mayweather or Spence or anybody else in the lower divisions. That said, there was a vacancy in the public's mind as who is the best fighter. And Mayweather filled that vacancy for many people. But Spence is trying to make it in a different environment in which we now have four heavyweights starting to get ready to fight each other. And in two big rematches in the offing. And so suddenly the welterweights look like the smaller guys they are. It takes a very exceptional fighter to in a lower division to overcome the image of the heavyweight champion. I don't know if I've ever told you the story, Pedro. After, you know, Ray Leonard used to be our professional observer. Me and Jim Lampley in the parts of the 80s when he was mostly retired with an injury. And so one time we were going back from Las Vegas to Los Angeles late at a late night flight they had in those days. And I was sitting and babbling with Leonard, and people were asking for autographs and so forth. And suddenly, Muhammad Ali appeared. He was at the fight, and he was on the same flight. And it was almost as if the great Sugar Ray Leonard wasn't there when Ali appeared. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm as big a Sugar Ray Leonard fan as there is. But it just shows the difference between a great welterweight and a great heavyweight. And in this era, we suddenly have a handful of competitive heavyweights, and they're putting on some good shows, and suddenly everything else seems smaller.
You're tuned to the Most Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. He hopefully will stick around for another segment. We'll talk a little boxing history next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We bring in the Sugar Ray Leonard 1979 fight. Prior to fighting for the championship, he took on a man by the name of Andy the Hawk Price. Straight up, that and more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up.
To have a mother for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
A feature attraction of the afternoon, 12 rounds of boxing for the North American Boxing Federation Welterweight Championship. Introducing, in the red corner, fighting out of Los Angeles, California, a veteran of 43 professional fights, Andy Hawk Price. And in the blue corner, undefeated in 24 professional bouts, the North American Boxing Federation welterweight champion, fighting out of Palmer Park, Maryland, at 146 pounds, Sugar Ray Leonard.
All right, there were the introductions. Now, two things about Bryce's facial hair. One, it can cushion the blows,
provide an effective protective cover. Two, in clinches, that hair can cause cuts in the opponent's face and maybe trouble the eyes. The bell for the start of action in round one. Bryce is seventh ranked. Beat Palomino in 74. Cuevas as recently as 76. Bryce is 25, will be 26 in November. Sugar Ray, as I said, 23. 10-point must system of scoring. Now watch Bryce. He's a left hooker. In Los Angeles, he has great support. He is owned by the singer Marvin Gaye. Those of you not familiar with this man, they call him the Hawk, the uncrowned welterweight champion. So Sugar Ray should be in for a tough fight. The right kind of fight to have when later in the fall he's to face Wilfredo Benitez for the title. Now you saw that right of Price's. It's a kind of floating right. It is not a powerful right. It's a winding right. What Leonard must do to prevail is keep that left working into the Price face, because Price can be hit with the right. There was the quick Leonard jab. Scoring 10-point must system, mandatory 8-count on knockdowns, no standing 8-counts. 3-knockdown rule is in effect. Can't be saved by the bell except in the final round. 19-foot, 6.5-inch ring. Good size. So there are the bases. Referee is the veteran Harry Krause. No voice in the scoring. Scoring by three judges. Dalby Shirley, Charles Maker, and Joe Swest. We are almost 2 minutes into round one. This fight for the North American Boxing Federation welterweight title. Leonard getting those swift jabs in there. That's what he must do. There, you see that? Set him up beautifully for the right. Got the jab in, doubled up on it, and then the right. That's the right lead, which Leonard specializes in, as Ali did for so many years. And Price against the ropes. Suddenly feeling Leonard's blows. And Leonard, with much better power than he's given credit for, hitting him with combination upon combination. Andy Price in trouble. And Leonard, with his arms up, raised the first knockdown of the fight. And it came with the round coming to its end. He will not get up. What a stunning victory over a man all the scuttlebutt around here by the wise guys who cover boxing. When do you see Andy Price?
Godfather Larry Merchant, were the wise guys questioning Sugar Ray Leonard going into an Andy Price fight?
I think there was some question about Ray Leonard coming out of the 1976 Olympics. You have to remember, he wasn't even the star of the of a great American team in 1976.
Howard
the
Davis.
Brothers.
The Spinks brothers and Howard Davis, right?
Yes. And Howard Davis was the outstanding fighter. But Leonard had the most likable and crowd-pleasing style. And then his first professional fight was telecast on live television on the networks.
Mm-hmm.
That's how popular he was after 76. And he gradually built up, I don't know, he had maybe 20 fights. And three of his next four fights after Price were Benitez, Duran, and Duran. So he was able to prove that he was more than a great smile and a great jab. And... of course, the Nomas fight with
Roberto. with Roberto?
With Duran and all of that, and established him. And he wanted to show by taking on Duran that he was more than just that pretty face.
Okay. And then he has the years where he's working for HBO. He's got the detached retina, the repaired retina. He's off for a long time. He comes back in 1987 and startles the boxing world with a 12-round decision over Marvin Hagler. Did you see that coming?
No, not really. First, he startled us by taking the fight after fighting once in 5 years because of his eye problem. To move up from welterweight to middleweight against a very established and elite middleweight like Marvin Hagler, everybody thought was a kind of a suicide mission going in. A sidelight, before the fight, I went in to see Leonard with some others and he said to me, who you picking? I'm here with the guy I've worked with and liked for many years. And I said, Ray, I have to pick Hagler, and I hope I'm wrong. And I was wrong. And Leonard fought like hell. He won the crowd over early in the fight, if you remember. By winning the crowd over, it seemed to help him get a couple of close rounds late in the fight, and he eked out a victory.
Ray Charles Leonard, of course, 1976 Olympic gold medalist, the guy that carried a picture of his girlfriend into the ring with him and had it in his sock. Of course, there was the 7-Up commercials. The marketing of him was pulled off to a great extent by Mike Trainer, and I always thought that Mike Trainer never got the credit that he should have gotten for first of all, changing the boxing world, because he came in and basically said, you know, you promoters got to come to me, and they basically had to come to him, and he sort of changed things around. I mean, Ray sort of changed the pay scale in boxing there as far as American fighters were concerned.
Well, Trainer was a lawyer from Ray's hometown in Maryland. And was a smart guy, and it's interesting in the hindsight, you know, that Leonard didn't want to go with one of the top promoters. He wanted to establish his own company in the ring, so to speak. And he had the talent that everybody was, that the various networks were coming to him to have him fight for them. Yeah, he didn't have to negotiate with or through a promoter. And yes, there have been fighters over time who have been so outstanding that they were able to sort of freelance from fight to fight and the promoters they wanted.
Mike Trainer told me, Pedro, we're in 1989, we're kicking it in Florida. He says to me, I figured, how tough could this be? He goes, I rented an arena. He goes, I got a ring. He goes, and I got a matchmaker. He goes, and the show was on. I mean, so to an extent, he sort of streamlined things to me and, of course, brought boxing to the forefront as far as the 76 Olympic gold medalists would go on and capture several world titles. But that fight with 1987 with Marvin Hagler, that was a special night in boxing, no doubt about that. When you look at Ray as far as history is concerned, you know, I mean, I've got tapes of he and I talking over the years of him not coming back when he was old, and he fell into that same old money thing that every other fighter falls into. If somebody will offer you some money, you'll take a fight. Took the fight with Terry Norris. That wasn't a smart move. Took the fight with Camacho, which I televised the international feed. That wasn't a smart move either. Ray made some mistakes for being such a smart guy, for outsmarting everybody along the way. Donnie Lalonde, I can go on with the weight and this kind of stuff. Hagler with the rounds. He sort of didn't get outsmarted in the end. Father Time caught up.
You know, Father Time always catches up, but what have you done by that time? And Ray Leonard had established himself as a a great presence in boxing. And, yeah, he hung on because Ray was still a marquee name, and he could make a lot of money for fighting. I don't think that Ray spent or threw away all of his money. He bought a penthouse down the street from where I live in Santa Monica, and eventually sold that and moved up to even a higher rent district. So, and now he's still, after all of these years, he's still working as an analyst, and which shows how active and how much stuff is going on in boxing. And he still has that great smile, and people love him.
I'll never forget him coming out of the ring. Actually, Roberto Duran coming down the stairs after fighting Marvin Hagler and telling him, Ray Leonard, you can beat him. You can beat him. You can beat him. And who ends up beating him? Sugar Ray Leonard, not 2.5, almost 3 years later. Godfather, you have a wonderful Sunday. Say hello to the godmother. I hope she's doing well.
Back at you. Thank you, Pedro.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number one of two. Of course, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, and a plethora of other internet platforms. You can always catch a show live at sportsbyline.com or go to iHeartRadio, and you can punch us up and get your podcast. That's right. Every time Ring Talk comes on the air, they'll let you know. That's the way iHeart does things. So the iHeart reminder is available by going to iHeartRadio and searching for Ring Talk, RingTalk. Speaking of Ring Talk, 36 plus years now, we must be doing something right, huh? Stay tuned. This is Ring Talk on Sports Byline.
Thank you, Pedro. You're going to run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You going to run tomorrow morning?
5:30.
I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
The blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912.
800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The USC did their thing last night. Copenhagen, Denmark. Of course, the Royal Arena. Wow, pretty good crowd. 12,767 people paid. $1.6 million. The main event was not so good for the crowd, though, because it only lasted two rounds. And at the end of those two rounds, at the end of the fight, 27 seconds into round number two, their guy, Jack Hermanson, had lost. He's now 20-5. He got TKO with punches straight up. The winner, Jared Cannoner. I got to give Cannoner a little bit of credit. He only had 16 fights coming in, 13-3 now. I think they're back now 14-3. Good record, no doubt about that, but I thought he was the underdog going into the other guy's hometown. But, you know, it all boils down to getting hit on the chin, getting hit in the face, and what happens after that. Well, obviously, for Mr. Hermanson, the fight was over 27 seconds into round number two. Mark Madsen was the winner in the co-feature, a lightweight co-feature against Danilo Bayardo. Gilbert Burns won a fight over Gunnar Nelson, a unanimous decision. Outside of that, yawn. I can yawn about 9 or 10 times because a lot of people were like, I don't want to say no names, but if you look at the card that was on ESPN Plus, a preliminary card, it had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 fights in it, and 5 went to a decision. Ooh, long time, man, long time. No, you want abbreviated fights. Speaking of abbreviated fights, I talked yesterday about cutting the distance in rounds as far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned from 5 minutes to 3 minutes. You know, come on, you probably get a little bit more action and there would be less damage because this is what happens. People get, when they get tired, they get hurt. That's when you suffer the serious injuries is you're tired and you can't respond. And in 5 minute rounds, you're going to get tired. Okay, so my thing is you let them go 3 minute rounds, 5 3-minute rounds for a championship, 3 3-minute rounds for a prelim fight. And let it go at that, because I just think that, you know, I've told you time and time again, this idea of getting punched in the head and kicked in the head with 4-ounce gloves and getting kicked in the head with big kicks and getting kneed in the face and flying knees and coming across the octagon, all that kind of stuff, not good for neurological longevity. What I'm trying to say is, you know, Dana White doesn't gonna give a spit about you 10 years later. Obviously, he won't, man. He won't even remember who you are. I'm serious. I've watched promoters when they've dealt with guys that are 10, 15 years past their peak and they're, you know, struggling to pay for things. And it's just not pretty. Anyway, MMA, pretty ugly. BJ Penn, he's in a world of spit. Why is he still fighting? Why is BJ Penn still fighting? Anyway, who knows? Next up for the UFC, UFC 243 going down under. Last time they went down under, well, their girl got taken down under. I'm talking about Holly Holm licking up on Ronda Rousey, man. Of course, Ronda Rousey, the former star of mixed martial arts, the iconic one. She was an icon. Say what you want about her. I had her early in her MMA career, and of course, when she went to the USC, we had a couple of appearances after that. But when she became a big star, I was like, hey, forget Pedro. But the bottom line is, she made a mark and she made women come to the forefront of the world of mixed martial arts, no doubt about it. They're making some money. I hope they're making some money. Hopefully, they're making some money. Of course, they're only getting 8 to 10 cents on a dollar. Think about that. I keep, you know, going back to this, but I'm sort of weird on this one. And I'll tell you what, is that the USC takes in a dollar. It takes in a dollar. That's 100 pennies. They only give between 8 and 12 pennies to the fighters. So if you have a business where you're getting to keep 88 pennies out of a dollar, that's good. I mean, I don't know. I'm telling you, when I was a cop here in San Francisco, I could not find a pimp in San Francisco that could pay 12 cents on the dollar. I just couldn't do it. It's impossible. No girl's going to work for 12 cents on the dollar, okay? But in the UFC, fighters work for 12 cents on the dollar because nobody else is there. Not good. Robert Whittaker, the defending middleweight champion, 185 pounds, taking on Israel Adesanya, of course, he is the interim champion, so these guys are going to hook it up back and forth. Whitaker suffered an injury in his stomach, was pulled from a fight, I think it was Kelvin Gastelum down there, down under. That was pulled about a year ago, so he's on to coming back off an injury. The co-feature, Alan Quinta, always entertaining a lightweight, taking on Dan Hooker. And the rest of the card, yeah, so. The rest of the year, as far as the UFC is concerned, I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they're going to have to. That's why they're with ESPN Plus. That's why they're with ESPN Plus, because they don't have to sell this stuff to you anymore. Okay? They just don't. I mean, I told you when they let Brock Lesnar go, when they didn't offer Brock Lesnar enough money to come back and fight in the UFC about four or five months ago, it coincided with them signing this big deal with ESPN Plus. And once they signed the deal with ESPN Plus, you didn't have to scrounge for dollars anymore. The UFC didn't have to look in between their couch for coins. You didn't have to. Okay, they didn't, because ESPN was going to pay the bill no matter what. Okay, and now the big boys are getting away, and I think that Brock Lesnar fight, no matter who Brock Lesnar was going to fight, it was going to be a big match, no doubt about that. Speaking of the heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic, of course, out of Cleveland, Ohio, not good news for him, undergoing retina surgery, much like Sugar Ray Leonard underwent in 1983, I believe. 1982, 83, of course. He suffered that detached retina. He said in the fight with Larry Bonds, I think it might have happened as early on as this fight with Marco Zeraldo. But Ray Leonard was off for a long time. This guy, supposedly Stipe Miocic, won't be off but 4 or 5 months. They'll get this together. The retina surgery has come a long way than it did from the 1980s. But he has a detached retina because the referee in that fight, he allowed Daniel Cormier in that last fight, allowed Cormier to poke him with open fingers over and over and over again. You can't let these guys open their fingers at people when they're pushing their hands at him. You just can't do it. And it was done time and time again. It was one of those issues where I'm screaming at the television or the screen, the computer screen, whatever I was watching this UFC event on. I'm screaming at it, saying, you know, what's going on here? What's going on? Well, the bottom line was it was a detached retina. And they find out a couple of weeks later, tried to tell him, you know, this is not good. Some of the safety aspects of the UFC, you know, they want to do this, they want to do that in order to make it a bit safer. Yeah, cut it to 3 rounds and let guys poke guys in the eyes. Speaking of guys that I think are headed for a rough ending, Brian Ortega, God bless him. I loved him. And he was a once-beaten kid, of course, lost to Max Holloway for the featherweight championship, 145 pounds. It was last December. But the beating that he took was so severe. It was so severe that you can never, ever, ever, I'll clear my throat 1,000 times on that one, because you'll never, ever be able to come back from that type of beating. You just can't. I've seen interviews with the kid afterwards. He ain't the same guy. Anyway, he's taking on the Korean Zombie. He was hot right now. Chan Sung Hung. I'm telling you, this will be a mega match. Of course, this is going down in where else? South Korea. He's a Korean Zombie. So in other words, they're taking him from the barbecue pit of having get fried by Max Holloway to going over to Seoul, Korea, Busan, South Korea, and taking on the Korean Zombie. Man, what did Brian Ortega do to piss Dana White off? That's all I can say. Straight up, Dana White, still my favorite guy. Paying fighters 8 to 12 cents on the dollar. I'll say it again. Pimps pay hookers better rates than that. Now, let's segue into the interview I wanted you guys to hear. Because, you know, for many, 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 for decades, everybody thought that Sonny Liston was just a mean guy, a scoundrel. Of course, Ali painted him as a big, ugly bear and this kind of stuff. He had the criminal record, and then the mafia running the show for him for a long time. Talk about Frankie Carbo and Blinky Palermo. Frankie Carbo being a.k.a. Mr. Gray. Mr. Gray called you and told you to fix a fight. You fix a fight. Ask Jake LaMotta. Of course, that was the basis of the Raging Bull movie. No doubt about that. But Sonny has been often misunderstood, because the only time Sonny was really a jerk or an a-hole was when he was drunk.
Father Murphy and I then went from Denver to the training camp in Illinois, where Sonny prepared for his long-awaited meeting with Floyd Patterson.
Do you think, in general, boxers are improving, too?
Well, I would say slowly but surely.
Are they receiving fine coaching? I know you are. Are others?
Well, some fighters, you can tell them, but they won't listen. But I'm a good listener. I know it's for my own good.
Sonny, I've worked with athletes for many, many years, and I can say with a high degree of accuracy that I've never really seen anyone train more diligently than you've been doing around here during the last few days.
Well, in the morning, I get up at 5 o'clock, and I run about 5 miles. Eventually, I woke up to 5. And after that, I come back and I go to bed. I sleep till about 10 o'clock. Then after that, I get up and eat breakfast, take a walk for about a mile and a half. Then I sit around for a few minutes. Then I go back to bed. Then I get up and come over and have me a cup of tea. And I start training, skipping ropes, hitting the heavy bag, light bag, boxing, doing calisthenics.
You believe that the man in the best condition certainly has the greater chance to win, I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
Well, I admire you for paying this price, Sonny. You really train hard, and do you enjoy training hard?
Yes, I do, when I know I got a fight, huh?
Sonny, how old were you when you had your first boxing match?
Well, when I first started, I was 13. I went to the gym, and I got a slacking, so I said, that's not for me. And then again, I waited until I got 18, and I was big, and I weighed 218. So I figured, I said, well, I'm a man now. I can take it on my own.
Did you ever get a chance to fight the fellow who gave you the shellacking?
No, I never did see him. No more. Matter of fact, I wasn't looking for him either.
Well, that's certainly a case of good judgment.
But when you were fighting as a pro, was there any particular fight when you first realized that you came in, you're ready to go, you could beat anybody?
Cleveland Williams. When I fought Cleveland Williams after, I went to the dressing room, and all the newspaper writers came in and said, now that we believe you can take it after that fight. And
he must have been real tough.
He could punch real hard and he was fast. And after that fight, I felt that I could beat anybody.
He had bigger muscles.
Yes, he did. He was all muscle. He even had muscles in his eyes.
Sonny, someone said during your press conference yesterday that the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I thought your answer was wonderful.
Yeah.
How do they go?
The bigger they are, the harder it is to cut down, too.
You have to chop that big tree a lot harder and a lot longer.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong, Sonny, with the kids in our country today? They don't seem to have much enthusiasm for exercise. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I think their parents buying them cars too quick.
Yeah.
It used to be that when they get 18, they want a bicycle. Now they get 18, they want a car.
Sonny, what advice would you give to a young lad who came to you and said, I want to become a boxer? What would you tell him as regards training and so forth?
Well, they always told me anything you want to do. Do your best and be the best at it.
And the training part, he has to pay a price, doesn't he?
Yes, he do. That's a really train for anything you go after, you have to train at it.
You get out of it what you put into it, pretty much.
Yes, you do.
Oh, if you should win the championship, do you have any plans on what you're going to do after that?
I would like to work with the kids in the youth centers and everything.
They need help, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Sonny, tell me, what was the happiest moment of your entire career?
The happiest moment? Well, when I married my wife was the happiest moment of my career.
Did you ever have any real sad moments?
Well, when they turned me down for license in New York to fight for the championship, something I've always wanted to do. It was kind of sad that they did it, but Chicago made me very proud of it.
And I'm sure you're happy over Patterson's attitude, his willingness to fight you. He said some nice things about you, Sonny.
Yes, he did. I really was surprised that he stood up for me like he did.
We're very happy.
Charles Sonny Liston, of course, as a boxer, 50-4, lost the two fights to Muhammad Ali, lost a fight early on, his split decision, came back, beat that by a couple times, and of course lost that last fight to Leotis Martin before stopping the beyond bleeder Chuck Webner in his final outing in 1969. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You've heard me talking about 4HIMS and how they're helping guys look their best. If you haven't, it's time to see what they're all about. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age of 35, and once you've noticed thinning hair, it can be too late. Solution, 4HIMS.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. HIMS is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. Order now. Listeners to this program can get started with the 4HIMS Complete Hair Kit for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4HIMS.com/wrestling. That's FORHIMS.com/wrestling. 4HIMS.com/wrestling.
I'm sorry for anyone I let down with this performance. I promise you I wanted this more than anything.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Things I picked up there. Howard Cosell said that Marvin Gaye owned Andy Price. Ooh, I didn't like the way that sounded. But the bottom line is that's the way the managers considered were their fighters. Remember what Ray Leonard told me? No manager is ever going to say they own me. Because when I manage fighters, he was talking about those guys out of Mr. Parker. He had a featherweight out of Houston, Texas. He said, I don't own him. I represent him. Bottom line is Ray Leonard, a different breed, no doubt about that. You heard Sonny Liston talking about dedication and, you know, the fact that you've really got to overly dedicate yourself to the sport of boxing because you never know what the other guys bring into the dance. You just don't. I mean, when I used to take if I took a shortcut running, I'd go back and I'll overdo the shortcut because I say to myself, my opponent's not taking that shortcut because he wants me. It was a matter of desire and dedication. And I remember dedicating myself 6 weeks to a fight, to a tournament, no doubt about that, and going celibate and having a girlfriend who just absolutely went berserk and couldn't believe it. She could not believe it that I would give up sex for 4 to 6 weeks to win a Golden Glove championship. She couldn't believe it. And that's why she's out the door right now. She didn't believe it in the end, and she lied to me. But the bottom line is, I didn't lie to myself. You have to be dedicated. This is boxing. This is not baseball. This is not football, not badminton. We're not tossing horseshoes. The bottom line is, we're trying to inflict pain upon one another, trying to win boxing matches, combat sports. It ain't tennis. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is hour number one of two. Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio Channel 211, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, you can always catch us live Saturday and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time at sportsbyline.com. That's sportsbyline.com. Or go to iHeartRadio and set up a subscription with Ring Talks. Just enter Ring Talk in the search, and they will notify you each and every time a show goes live on the air. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. 35, make that 36 plus years now of radio presence. I want to thank my executive producer. But why am I thanking him? Because he's got to do hour number two. Coming back, hour number two on Sports Byline, Ring Talk live worldwide.